Generation Strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jack with RFS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RFS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust RFS. Watch me attempt more goals at RFS.com/experts.
Back here at Pirate Arena, Lady Bombers find themselves down 1-19-18 against a very good Bolivar club. Anna Grace Foreman, who checks some stats, Anna Grace Foreman had 10 points, 9 rebounds, almost having a double-double in the first half to go along with 2 blocks. Only 3 Lady Bombers scored. Emily Payne had 6 points, and Kate Gilbert had the other 2 points. As we're ready to go in the second half, Payne throws it into Martin, and we're underway. Lady Bombers now going from right to left. Gets it to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert with it. Up top to Foreman. Feet on the three-point line. Over to Martin in the left corner. Martin has it. Up top to Payne. Payne to the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert has it again. Skip pass over to Payne. One of the three, but great defense on Bolivar. Bolivar still coming out in the 2-3 zone. Try to get it inside to Foreman. Foreman met by a double team. Foreman skips it to Kate Gilbert. Kate has it, gets it to Foreman. As it's tipped away, Barry comes up with it. Barry for 3 off the right side of the rim. No good. Gilbert the rebound. Gilbert pushing ahead to the right side of the floor. Emma Martin to the right corner. And Anna Grace Foreman. Foreman inside for 2. It's good. Anna Grace Foreman adding to her scoring total. First points of the half, and the Lady Bombers have their first lead since early in the first quarter. Just over a minute gone past in this third quarter. Oliver with it. Larimore to the right wing. Larimore back to the right corner. Green with it now. Guarded by Payne. Lady Bombers still playing man-to-man. To the left side is Lexi Berry. Berry driving inside. Right-hand layup won't go. As it's last touched by, I believe that's Trinity Williamson. And they're going to say, I guess it's, they said that the Lady Bombers touched it last. Bolivar's throwing it in. Barry has it. Over to Green. Green to the right side to Barry. Barry guarded by Martin, almost a five-second violation. Barry over to Green. Green driving inside, right-hand layup off the left side of the backboard, won't go. It was last touched again by the Lady Bombers. .621 left in this third period. Barry with it, looking. Gets it into Henderson. Henderson over to Barry. Barry on the left wing, guarded by Emma Martin, the Pitt State commit. To the right side to Green. Green driving to her left. Over to Henderson, top of the key, takes one step in from the free throw line, won't go as it's rebounded by Williamson, but she's knocked down by Anna Grace Foreman. And she is called for the foul. Foreman picks up her second. Fouls reset at halftime. Foreman picks up her second, team's first in the second half. Green with it. Tried to get it inside to Williamson, won't go. But it was last touched again by Foreman. And Bolivar will throw it in. They get it into Green, and Green driving with the right hand off the window, won't go. Offensive rebound back to Larimore. Larimore back over to Berry to the right side. Berry drives to her left, picks up a screen from Williamson. Now to the right side, Sarah Green. Back up top to Henderson. Henderson guarded by Yates. Try to cram it inside to Williamson. Williamson gets blocked by Anna Grace Foreman. Lady Bombers pushing ahead. Emma Martin to the right side. Up top to Foreman. Foreman puts it on the deck. Off the window, it's good! Anna Grace Foreman gets it to go, and Dell Leonard wants a quick timeout. He'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. Lady Bombers now leading 22-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Back here in Branson, Missouri, 5:22 remaining in this third period. Lady Bombers on a quick 4-0 run to start off the session. Lady Bombers, who trailed for nearly all of the first half. The official just sets the ball on the ground, starts counting, waits for Bolivar to throw it in. As they get it ahead to Green, now to Williamson, up top to Berry. Between the circles, now she puts on the floor to the right side, now to her left. Hand off to Green, back to Berry on the left wing. Berry working, guarded by Martin. Great defense by Martin. Martin all over the floor as they pick it up, and we have a timeout called. Bolivar will just want to take a quick one. Lady Bombers still lead 22-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at the Branson Pirate Arena, Bolivar will throw it in from the right side next to the scorer's table. Berry will throw it in. Looking, gets to the right side to Green. Green in the corner looking, gets it inside to Williamson, guarded by Foreman. Foreman may have got a hand on it over the backboard, maybe over the rim. Lady Bombers come up with a Kate Gilbert, swings it to Emma Martin, left corner. Back to Gilbert, over to Payne. Payne to the right side, back to Gilbert. Lady Bombers trying to overflow the floor to combat this 2-3 zone as Payne puts up the three. It's good! Emily Payne knocks down the right wing three, and the Lady Bombers now lead by 6. Bolivar trying to respond, looking like they're speeding up the tempo just a little bit. Lady Bombers still in man-to-man. Henderson guarded by Yates, and we have another timeout called by Ben Glasgow. 4:13 left in this third period. This will be a full timeout. We'll take one with them. Lady Bombers on top 25-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. Three Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, Coach Ben Glasgow of the Lady Liberators, not too pleased in this last 2 minutes. He's had to burn three timeouts over the course of probably close to a minute and a half. Bolivar ready to throw it in. The Lexi Berry gets it into Henderson. It's stolen by Gilbert. Gilbert driving ahead with the left hand. It's good. Kate Gilbert off the window. It's her fourth point of the night. And the Lady Bombers have their largest lead of the ball game. Lady Bombers upping the intensity on the defensive end. Gilbert all over her. Into Williamson. Up top to Henderson. Guarded by Yates to the right side. Green now to Berry. Berry driving. Kicks it inside to Larimore. Larimore lost the handle, and we'll have a foul. Oh, my goodness. Looked like she got all of the ball. Official thought otherwise. Call on Emma Martin. It's her third foul. Second team foul of the half for the Lady Bombers. They get it into Green. Green up in the air. And it, oh my goodness, it cleared the backboard by probably 10 feet. And the Lady Bombers will get it back. Martin ahead with it. Now Bolivar in a 1-3-1. Over to Martin. Martin kicks it to Payne in the corner. Payne driving to the right side. Back to Martin behind her. Martin now driving to the right side, and she is fouled. Deion Trinity Williamson, I believe that's her second. Team's first foul to have. Kate Gilbert will throw it in. Bolivar still scoreless. 3:16 remaining in this period. Lady Bombers find themselves ahead 27-19. Martin with it to the left side. Emily Payne to the corner. Anna Grace Foreman back to Emily. Emily the top of the key to Emma. Emma over to Addison Yates. Yates one dribble. Now skip it to the left side. Emily Payne for three. It's an air ball. And Bolivar will get it back. As we have a stoppage, as Leah Jackson will come in, get Emma Martin. Martin with three fouls. Maybe done till the end of the period. Berry with it against Kate Gilbert. Now they swing it to the left side. Green driving with the left hand. She's fouled. Be a blocking foul. Leave on Addison Yates. As, yes, it will be. It's her second. As Sarah Green will shoot two free throws. First one off the heel, no good. Another substitution for the Lady Liberators. Ashton Lynn will check in. Now Green has it. Second free throw on the way is again off the back of the rim, but bounces in. So the Lady Liberators finally on the board in this period. Gilbert ahead to Foreman. Gilbert catches it at the free throw line. Gilbert puts up the little 10-footer. It's good. Kate Gilbert with the tough shot. Her fourth point of the period has six in the game. And the Lady Bombers are back up by nine. 2:20 remaining in this third period. Once again, Lady Bombers leading 29-20. Lynn with it, guarded by Yates, as she just throws it away, and the Lady Bombers will get it back. Kara Roten, back in for Bolivar, and Abby Martin will check back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Addison Yates. Gilbert with it. Now to Abby Martin on the left corner. To the left wing, Gilbert. Back to Martin. Martin tried to get into form and was tipped right back to her, but stolen. Barry running ahead. Barry from the left wing for three on the way off the front of the rim. Won't go. Barry gets it back. It was a long rebound that went to Lynn, but she kicked it back to Barry. Barry on the left wing, guarded by Gilbert. Gets a screen. Now back up top to Green. Green working from her right to her left. Back to the left side. Up to Williamson at the free throw line. To Lynn. Lynn driving, left-handed, won't go. Back up top. Barry with it to the right side, driving inside, met by two Lady Bombers, puts up the shot. That won't go as it's tipped right to Anna Grace Foreman for the rebound. About a minute 15 remaining in this third period. Lady Bombers leading 29-20 after trailing for most of the first half. Back to Martin. Up to Kate Gilbert. Minute remaining. Gilbert with it. Guarded by Green. Now she puts it on the floor. Gilbert to her left, to her right. Couple crossover dribbles to Payne on the opposite side. Payne has it. Now to Gilbert. Back to Payne. Lady Bombers probably holding for the final shot of the period. Now Payne dribbles to her right. Payne now to the corner to Leah Jackson to the deep wing. To the opposite wing to Abby Martin. Top of the key to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert with it. Gilbert now working. Bolivar kind of matched up as we have a steal. Picked up by Bolivar. Great pass ahead to Trinity Williamson. Williamson off the window won't go, but she's fouled. That's on Anna Grace Foreman. That'll be her third. It is called on Anna Grace Foreman. Picks up her third foul. Team's fourth of the second half. Williamson at the line shooting two. First one on the way is good. Williamson 4-for-4 from the free throw line so far, as Emma Martin and Addison Yates will come back into the ball game, replacing Abby Martin and Leah Jackson. Next shot by Williamson is no good off the left side of the rim, rebounded by Foreman. Emma Martin has it now. They will hold for the final shot. Martin now on top of the Branson logo. Center court holding, just a foot inside the half-court stripe. Now to our right side, into Gilbert. Over to Foreman from the free throw line. Won't go. Maybe about mid-post, but she was fouled going up. 5.4 remaining in this third period. I believe they called that on Trinity Williamson. They did. Her third foul, team second. Foreman first free throw on the way. Good. First free throws of the afternoon for Anna Grace Foreman. Second one is off the back of the iron. Just had to jinx it. As 2 seconds remaining, Barry with it. Pulls up. Might be a two on the way. Won't go. And that'll do it for the third period. So the Lady Bombers turning up the defense after the first quarter, giving up 16 points. They've held Bolivar to 5 points since then. We'll take a short break. Lady Bombers on top, 30-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.